Trust No One, D.I. Mike Lockyer, Book 3, written by Claire Donahue and read by Imogen Church.
Chapter 1, Wednesday. I've got to do something. He's left me with no choice. I know what should happen, but that doesn't mean anything. There's not much you can't find out from the internet these days, but what if it doesn't work? I feel sick if I think about it for too long. But that's normal. Natural, even. It's not like I haven't given this any thought. I've done nothing but think about ways to make him stop. Are there alternatives? Of course there are. But this is the best way. The best way I can think of. I just need it to stop. I can't take it anymore. I really can't. You probably think I'm just scared, don't you? You might even think I won't have what it takes to do it when the time comes, but you could not be more wrong. I always stand by my word. Always. I don't make decisions without thinking. If I say something, I mean it. I will do it, and no one can stop me. Who would want to, anyway? If they knew what I know, they would reach the same conclusion. I know it is the right thing to do, and I know that I am the only one who can do it, who has the courage to do it. So whatever you think, you'd better think again. I'm no coward.
Chapter 2, 30th of July, Wednesday. Richard Taylor stepped back from the barbecue, craning his neck in a vain attempt to avoid the plume of smoke that was engulfing him.
Harvey, bring out the meat and grab my sunglasses on your way out, would you?
He shouted, looking up at the back of the flat. He had arranged, with the agreement of the other tenants, to have the back of the three-story townhouse power-washed last month. It looked great. A shining beacon amid a sea of weather-worn grey. It put his neighbours to shame.
Shit,
he said, spotting the open window.
And close the bathroom window,
he yelled.
Bloody house will stink for days,
he muttered to himself. He sucked in air through his teeth, glancing next door as the column of smoke changed direction and drifted over the fence. Most of their windows were open too. That should impress Mrs. Chakrabarty, Tommy, and the mysterious female tenant in flat 3 who he had yet to meet. He had toyed with the idea of going over to ask for a cup of sugar or whatever, just to find out who she was, but after almost 3 years of not knowing, it seemed pointless.
Where are they?
A voice called back.
In the fridge,
he shouted.
Why are your sunglasses in the fridge? The meat, Harvey. The meat is in the fridge.
He ran his hand through his hair before shading his eyes.
My sunglasses should be next to the microwave.
He stepped up onto the small patio. The barbecue needed a few more minutes to calm down. The hairs on his arms felt singed from the heat.
How much lighter fluid did you put on there, Dad?
His son asked as he pushed open the back door with his foot and walked down the stone steps that hugged the back of the house.